WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, coming at you live from wherever I can find a decent Wi-Fi connection. Today's topic, mindfulness exercises. Yeah, sounds kind of woo-woo, right? But trust me on this one. We live in a world where distractions are like annoying mosquitoes buzzing around constantly trying to bite into our precious focus. Our brains are wired for instant gratification, and the constant stream of notifications, emails, and social media updates makes it harder than ever to just be present. But here's the thing. Improving your focus and concentration isn't some mystical superpower reserved for monks in mountain caves. It's a skill you can learn, and mindfulness exercises are like the secret weapon that unlocks this potential. They train your brain to resist distractions, stay focused on what matters, and ultimately, get more done with less stress. Sound good? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you sharpen your focus like a samurai sword. First things first. Understand what mindfulness actually is. It's not about emptying your mind, that's impossible. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. You're watching a movie, right? Mindfulness is being fully engrossed in the story, feeling the emotions, noticing the details, instead of constantly checking your phone or thinking about what you have to do next. Second, start small. Don't try to meditate for an hour straight on day one, that's a recipe for instant discouragement. Begin with just 5 minutes a day. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the air entering and leaving your nostrils. That's it. If your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to your breath. Third, make mindfulness part of everyday activities. You don't have to sit cross-legged on a mountaintop to practice. Bring awareness to routine tasks like washing dishes, taking a walk, or eating a meal. Really savor the experience, notice the textures, the smells, the sounds. This simple shift can significantly boost your focus and appreciation for life. 4. Move your body. Physical activity is a powerful tool for clearing mental clutter and improving concentration. Take a brisk walk, do some yoga, or hit the gym. Exercise doesn't have to be intense, even light movement can make a difference. Lastly, remember that consistency is key. Like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Don't beat yourself up if your mind wanders or you miss a day. Just start again and keep going. You'll be amazed at the positive impact it has on your focus, clarity, and overall well-being. Ever felt like you're constantly juggling a million things at once, with your attention scattered everywhere but where it needs to be? We've all been there. Imagine this. You're trying to work on an important project, but your phone keeps buzzing, emails are piling up, and your brain feels like it's running on low battery. Frustrating, right? That's exactly what happened to me last week when I was working on a big presentation. My mind was racing, I couldn't focus on the task at hand, and I felt completely overwhelmed. But then, I remembered something my friend had told me about mindfulness exercises. I took a few minutes to just sit quietly, focusing on my breath and clearing my head. And you know what? It worked like magic. My mind calmed down, my thoughts became clearer, and I was able to focus on the presentation with laser-sharp intensity. You see, by incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine, you're essentially training your brain to become a mental muscle stronger, more resilient, and capable of handling whatever life throws its way. So, what's the takeaway here? Mindfulness isn't just about relaxation or stress reduction, it's about sharpening your focus, enhancing your concentration, and ultimately becoming a more productive and fulfilled version of yourself. Remember, start small, be consistent, and most importantly, don't underestimate the power of a few minutes of quiet contemplation each day. Ready to level up your focus? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little mindfulness boost, leave a review on your favorite podcast app, or join me on social media for more daily motivation and insights. Until next time, stay focused, stay mindful, and keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.